You don't kick your car because it doesn't work. You say, gosh, I probably need to change the oil, or maybe it needs gas. Maybe my tires need to be aligned. If I want to go somewhere and I want to go smoothly and with comfort and ease, I have to take care of the vehicle I have. And that's what we have to do with this body. Now, what happens if there's a mental problem? Well, let's talk about physical symptoms. If it's really, truly a physical problem, what would be some physical symptoms, truly physical, that we might experience? We've talked about a whole bunch of them today. One would be gastric problems, right? Digestion, constipation, burping, reflux, bloating, anything that has to do with digestion. How about chest pain? I mean, that's real, right? If if you're having a cardiovascular problem or you got tightness in the chest, got to have that checked out. Got to make sure the ticker's working, right? You got to go to the doc, get that checked out. Chest pain. That's true. That's real. How about insomnia? Is that really a physical symptom? Could we blame it on God or the devil? We could try. But I'm going to say it's probably largely a physical issue. How about dizziness? What would you attribute that to? Ear issue, right? Some kind of ear thing going on. Maybe you got a little bug in there. Maybe you got a little fluid problem, something. But that would be a physical symptom, agreed? So we might want to get prayer for that, but does that mean that there's some spiritual oppression, a spirit of dizziness? But sometimes that's what we do. I'm telling you, I've had people in my office and they sit in the chair in my office and they try and tell me this. And I just have to go, oh, really? Well, how about that? Just give me a few minutes. Okay, how about severe fatigue? Is there a devil spirit of fatigue? Or would you say that this could just be physical? Could be because you're not taking care of you know who. How about mental symptoms? Confusion? Mental? How about mental illness? Bipolar, schizophrenia? What did we talk about earlier that could be attributed to? Gluten. But if you were going to pray for somebody and they came and they were, had a mental illness, would you automatically suspect that it's physical or would you suspect that it's spiritual? Come on, tell the truth. You would think it was spiritual. Most of you would. What if it was just gluten? And what kind of, I don't want to say torment.